Around 1200, it became common for individual goða to acquire more than one goðorð. Thus, district chieftains developed, and early in the 13th century, 7 or 8 chieftains controlled most of the country, instead of about 40 as before. Great strife soon developed between these chieftains. People fought, wielding swords, spears and axes, and throwing stones. Often 100 took part in the battle, sometimes thousands, and dozens of people were killed in some of them. This period of strife is called the Sturlunga Age, being identified with one of the main chieftain families, the Sturlungar. To some extent, the unrest between the district chieftains stemmed from the Norwegian king's desire to annex Iceland to his kingdom, and some of the Icelandic chieftains planned to conquer the country and rule over it as the Norwegian king's earls. In the period 1262 to 64, Icelanders finally agreed to become subjects to the Norwegian king, and the district chieftain Gissur Þorvaldsson became his earl. This was the end of the old Icelandic Commonwealth. The strife abated, and Icelanders got new laws and a new administrative system. District magistrates of the king now replaced goðar, but most of them were actually Icelanders from the old goðar families. The church was Icelanders' strongest institution during the period, and collected great wealth in the form of land and many kinds of decorative objects and art in the churches. The church taught Icelanders to read the Latin alphabet and to write books. Icelanders used their knowledge of letters to write sagas in their native language that are now considered classic world literature. They wrote stories of not only foreign kings, especially Norwegian kings, but also foreign saints, Icelandic bishops, and contemporary strife. The stories regarded as the most artistic ones are the one called the Icelandic sagas. They deal with Icelandic people in the 10th and 11th centuries, often farmers rather than chieftains. They tell of personal wars, revenge, the making and breaking of pacts, love and wounded ambition. No medieval literature so resembles modern novels as the Icelandic sagas. Close to 1300, the Icelandic economy changed somewhat when seafood products began to be exported from the country, especially dried cod and cod liver oil. After that, fisheries increased greatly, although continuing to be mainly a supplementary occupation for farmers.